Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Please welcome the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis.
My fellow Republicans, let's send Joe Biden back to his basement and let's send Donald Trump back to the White House.
I'll tell you, yesterday was interesting. What is it? The AP called it a pep rally instead of a policy discussion. Yeah. I'd agree.
Yeah.
I mean, but have they never been to the RNC before?
Or DNC.
Yeah, right. Like that's, you know, the notion that somehow you're going to have these professorial presentations with charts and slides and graphics of why the American voter is interested in nuance 43A-2 of the Republican platform. Again, I just have to ask, have you not ever been to a convention before? I mean, or even watched them on TV, because I've never been, I can't say that, before this week. But yeah, okay, sure, of course. Were these speakers a little bit repetitive? They were, as they always are, because it is mostly a political pep rally that's not meant to be this academic presentation of, I mean, it's almost like what they're thinking is, well, we were hoping somebody would get up there and just, you know, read the platform until everybody in the audience was asleep. And then everybody could be well rested.
Well, you know, the AP's job is they know that the vast majority of people only read headlines.
Yep.
And so really what they were thinking was, don't pay attention to this. And that headline that the RNC is more of a pep rally than a policy discussion is a criticism.
It absolutely is.
And it's meant to be a way for everybody to belittle what's going on here. And, of course, it's the hypocrisy of the coverage because the DNC is a pep rally as well.
Of course
it
is.
I guarantee next month when it comes out, they're not going to have a headline that goes, DNC is also a pep rally.
Nope. Oh, look at what we found. We've been to conventions. They're both the same. Okay. Yeah, no, I totally
agree. But
they won't
say that, though. They won't say DNC is a pep rally.
We already ran that headline last time. We don't need to run that again.
Yeah,
that's husband and as a father, I am alarmed that the current president of the United States lacks the capability to discharge the duties of his office. Our enemies do not confine their designs to between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. We need a commander-in-chief who can lead 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. America cannot afford 4 more years of a weekend at Bernie's presidency.
That line.
So here's my one thought about that line, which was definitely one of the top 5 lines of the day yesterday. My one thought about that line is that movie was made in like, what, 88? I mean, 87. Like, I'm surprised that he knows that movie.
That's true.
That is not exactly in the standard repertoire of the average 40-year-old. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, you and I know that movie. I'm here with Bobby Rossi here in Milwaukee at the RNC. And, you know, we know it. But even so, I mean, it was not a super popular movie. It was just kind of a clever movie that was funny and had a couple of scenes, and it was visually, you know, memorable. And, of course, it's turned into shirts and all that kind of stuff. But I thought, does the average person under, let's say, even 35 really know? I mean, probably not. They've probably never seen it. Mm-hmm. But they may just kind of vaguely get the reference.
But I think people understand the reference.
They do, yeah. And of course, that's the point. Governor DeSantis speaking last night. In terms of reception, he probably got the best reception. Or at least, you know, in the top, like nobody was more, okay? So if you want to compare that to, say, Nikki Haley, and you and I were both very interested in how Nikki Haley's reception would go because, you know, she waited the longest to get out. She had the most stern criticism for President Trump. If Nikki Haley had decided not to mend fences with Trump and did not come to the RNC, it'd be surprising because the party always does. You always do. But at the same time, she would have been, if anybody were not going to, it would have been her. That would have been the one that wouldn't have been all that surprising. So when she comes out, you know, I wasn't quite sure what to expect out of the crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome former governor of South Carolina and ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley.
That's all positive. Give it a second. And then you start to hear a little bit of the booing. It's a little hard to pick up on the feed that we were recording from, but I'm telling you that the in the stadium and the in the arena, I put it at about a 2-1. The pro Nikki Haley was about 2/3 of the audience, and about 1/3 of the audience was, you know, they were polite, they waited, but they're like, no, we're not keeping doing this.
Yeah, so it started off as a cheer, and I think there was like one group that started booing,
and other people joined in.
Yeah, I'd rather boo.
Yeah, I think I'm happier saying no. But you know, honestly, of the speeches for the night, I think she probably had the most significant speech, because her job was to mend the fence, heal the wound, and
get her supporters to support him.
Exactly right. To bring the people who are, you know, sort of soft support for Trump, or maybe anti-Trump, maybe even some never Trump folks who respect her. Her job is to bring them in, just like, you know, Amber Rose is supposed to bring in a certain group of people, and you know, the head of the Teamsters was supposed to bring in a certain group of people. The job of Nikki Haley was to bring in the otherwise not yet sold Republicans, or leaning Republicans, or even moderates who might have liked her message, and say, hey, you know, there's something here for me too.
President Trump asked me to speak to this convention in the name of unity.
There's that theme again.
It was a gracious invitation, and I was happy to accept.
And of course, you know, that's what you do when the president says come speak, you speak. When he's the nominee, you speak.
I'll start by making one thing perfectly clear. Donald Trump has my strong endorsement, period.
Yeah. See, that's the heel moment. That's the moment where we're all in this together. Clearly, that was her job at that during that speech. And then it's, you know, kind of continuing to reach out to those people and explain, hey, if you're not sure about Trump, obviously neither was I. And took a position that, look, even now she's not fully with Trump, but look, it's a two-person choice, and this is the choice.
We should acknowledge that there are some Americans who don't agree with Donald Trump 100% of the time. I happen to know some of them. And I want to speak to them tonight.
Right, because she's talking to her about the people that are like her.
My message to them is simple. You don't have to agree with Trump 100% of the time to vote for him.
Absolutely. It's always a question when you get at this point. It's a, which of the alternatives is the better one? And clearly her point was to say, this is the better one. And not just that, but that the GOP in general is the better choice for the future of America, to heal, to improve, to grow, to avoid war, to not have any, think back to how good it was when Trump was in office.
I'm here tonight because we have a country to save. And a unified Republican Party is essential for saving her.
And again, if it's a two-person contrast, under Trump,
no invasions, no wars. That was no accident. Putin didn't attack Ukraine because he knew Donald Trump was tough. A strong president doesn't start wars. A strong president prevents wars.
I would say, I would just tweak a word. I would say an uncertain president, in the sense of you're never quite sure what Donald Trump is going to do. That's good for deterrence, because, you know, if you believe that your opponent is not going to fight back, or you believe that, oh, under no circumstances would they use, let's say, that nuclear arsenal, and you're Putin, well, then you know the parameters of where you can act. But you never know for sure what the range of response might be from Trump. And unpredictability in some sense is bad, but unpredictability in the sense of, oh my God, he might just do such and such, that's actually really good for discouraging, you know, would-be tyrants, madmen, and the kind of people that would start, you know, yet a third world war.
To my fellow Republicans, we must not only be a unified party, we must also expand our party.
Which has been the theme.
We are so much better when we are bigger. We are stronger when we welcome people into our party who have different backgrounds and experiences. And right now, we need to be strong to save America.
So we're not just, you know, our guy got shot, and, you know, we did better with the economy and we did better with discouraging foreign aggression while he was in president. But we are actually, the GOP is willing to change. That, I mean, that has clearly been the theme so far, is the GOP is willing to be embracing of things that they maybe didn't historically embrace. The GOP is, you know, here for you. If you don't look like what you think the traditional GOP, you know, white, Christian, male, even white, Christian, female, you think that's who the GOP is, guess what? We're young, we're minorities of all different kinds. We have people who would never have voted for this man before are showing up after 121 years. And really, the choice for America, of course, is, well, this guy with the track record that he had for 4 years when he was in office, or...
Our country is at a critical moment. We have a choice to make. For more than a year, I said a vote for Joe Biden is a vote for President Kamala Harris.
Obviously, at some point during the next 4 years.
After seeing the debate, everyone knows it's true. If we have four more years of Biden, or a single day of Harris, our country will be badly worse off. For the sake of our nation, we have to go with Donald Trump.
That was actually one of the lines of the night for sure. And, you know, again, the feed that we were getting from the podium, the microphones don't pick up the crowd quite as loud as our own ears, obviously, inside the stadium would pick up. People were roaring at that line. Four more years of Biden or one day of Kamala Harris is going to destroy this country. That's a pretty, that was a great line in terms of crowd reaction. So 522 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew Kay up in Milwaukee for coverage of the RNC. We'll say this, you know, we've talked quite a bit during the week about, you know, the security and the checkpoints. Yesterday was very easy to get in for our car. There was no problem. I mean, it only took us about 15 minutes, I think, to get the car actually inside the perimeter and get parked. We were thinking we weren't even going to be able to use the parking space because of that, because it had been an hour to an hour and a half every time we had tried before, and just very discouraging. The problem this time is we got the car in, we walked around, we saw the convention fest that was going on where they had, like, the Hall of Presidents and memorials for various things involving the military and a Oval Office display that you could walk, you could walk through the actual, you know, like a replica of the Oval Office. You could sit at the Resolute desk and take pictures. It was $10 for a picture, and I decided it wasn't worth $10.
No.
Or sit at the stand at the podium and pretend to be the press secretary. Also not worth $10. You know, then we walked around, and then we decided to go get lunch. And the most appealing lunch option was this really great German restaurant, looked to us to be, that was just outside the perimeter. Like, yeah, it was just...
We were referred there to by a couple people.
Yeah, and people said it was awesome. Yeah, okay. You'll love this place. So we went there, went outside. You just go out and you come back in. No big deal. There was no lines either way. Exit easy, entrance easy. We go back out. We eat lunch. We come back in. 500 people trying to get in. 200 to 300.
Still a lot.
And a Code Pink demonstration. Although, in the light of, like, the tradition of Code Pink, this was code weak sauce. I mean, it was like there was... maybe 7-6 people walking around in pink outfits and waving fake money around, and they had signs, and it looked like the
geriatric version.
Yeah, the retirees club of Code Pink. Like, these people have been protesting since the 80s, and, you know, we're supposed to show up here, and nobody else came. the most boring. They didn't even chant. I mean, it was just so boring. There was actually a louder guy. There was another pro-life. There was some pro-life people who are trying to get the Republicans to put something in the platform about, you know, a nationwide ban or whatever. So anyway, we got stuck in security getting back in, but it was no big deal. Yeah, and of course, the law enforcement has been great, and the, you know, Secret Service has been great, and the TSA, and, you know, the TSA lady who was checking my bag for my laptop when we were coming back in security, she was from Miami. You know, so, I mean, these folks have come from all over, and they have been, you know, genuinely fantastic. We got bike cops from Orange, bike cops from Miami. I told you about, you know, the roaming band of bike cops. Not confirmed. I didn't see it. I haven't seen it in the reports. But the homeless guy that was in the knife fight outside the print, like 2 miles away from the event, that got shot by police. Kind of the, you know, reaction was, I'm surprised the police were here so quickly. I'm sure it was the bike patrols.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that was, you know, because he got shot like a bunch of times, and I don't even know whether it was a totally justified shooting. I'll just say, based on the reports I've seen, he might have been back turned. He might not have been threatening the police with the knives. It's just not clear to me. But you can't have a knife fight outside the RNC. Yeah. you know, that's going to turn out badly, period. Heightened level of security. Similarly, you had a guy carrying an AK-47 around inside a weapons pouch and wearing a ski mask. It's lawful to have open carry in Milwaukee, in Wisconsin, but he didn't have a concealed carry. He got arrested, acting squirrely, again, outside the perimeter. We didn't see any of this, which doesn't surprise me because, you know, it's a big space. But anyway, things that happened yesterday that were of some interest other than just what was going on in front of the podium inside the stadium.
Well, one thing you saw over and over, helicopters.
Yeah.
You didn't see that first day or second day.
That's true. The Coast Guard that had the 60s, the Jayhawks flying overhead, and we hadn't seen that at all. And we kind of wondered if there was something that happened. Well, we don't know the timing of it all, but it was weird because that's like rescue swimmers and stuff. And you're like, what are they doing overhead? Well, they were doing kind of overwatch of some kind. 527 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Join Freedom's Found Coffee on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. Freedom's Found Coffee founder and combat veteran Raymond Herr will share the mission of Pensacola's new coffee shop and support offered to the military, veteran, and first responder community. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Did you know that Pepto-Bismol provides fast, 5-symptom relief for nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea? Of course you do, because everyone knows the Pepto song. But did you know that Pepto also comes in convenient and delightful solid forms?
Pepto has berry fast melts, cherry chewables, liquid caps that make relief easy.
Pepto makes relief on the go easy. So when you overdo it, undo it with Pepto. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Good morning, 529 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay reporting from Milwaukee, where we are at the RNC. David Wayne is back at home base in Pensacola with our headlines. David?
Well, Iran is now rejecting accusations that it was plotting to kill former President Donald Trump. CNN reporting on Tuesday that Trump had his security boosted a few weeks ago after authorities had received intelligence about an alleged Iranian plot against him. But Iran is calling those accusations unsubstantiated and malicious.
Well, we can always trust Iran 100%, so that's good.
Absolutely.
But unrelated to the shooting, reportedly unrelated to the shooting. So,
right.
Yeah, go
absolutely.
Ahead, David.
The National Weather Service confirming that there were a dozen tornadoes in Illinois and Indiana on Monday. The extreme weather resulted in a lot of damage. A tree fell on a home and killed a woman in her 40s in Indiana. And of course, those tornadoes were even reported at O'Hare and Midway airports in Chicago.
Yeah, lots of weather to our south, to your north, pretty close to us here. But, you know, mostly yesterday anyway, the weather at the convention was actually really nice.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Night two of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee was all about party unity, with several of former President Trump's rivals from the primary taking the stage. Trump's former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley.
I'll start by making one thing perfectly clear. Donald Trump has my strong endorsement, period.
Former governor, or Florida governor, Ron DeSantis taking the stage after Haley.
Let's make the 45th president of the United States the 47th president of the United States.
Now, the theme for today is Make America Strong once again, and we're going to hear from Trump's VP pick, J.D. Vance. A suspect armed with knives was shot dead by police inside the RNC security zone. Officer saw the suspect charged at an unarmed man. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 5:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 78 degrees. Pensacola Development Company wants to build a mixed-use neighborhood on downtown's waterfront next to the Blue Wahoo Stadium. Inspired Communities of Florida partnering with E.J. Smith Enterprises on that plan, a company owned by NFL Hall of Famer Emmett Smith.
Do I believe in the project? Sure. I believe that we're all kind of tired of inaction. And the investment of this park was to have a great baseball park, of which we have, and we've now spent the last decade plus in action.
And that is reaction from Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves. The plans include a 4-star hotel, a retail center, and a 12-story apartment complex with a 3-story parking garage. The developer would exceed height restrictions by committing 40% of the apartments to affordable rent, and that would be calculated using the area's median income, or AMI. The developer says if that project were approved, it could create 750 to 1,000 jobs in downtown Pensacola. A 41-year-old Pensacola woman wanted in a fatal hit-and-run crash last June has now been arrested. Jessica Elizabeth Hendrickson was arrested yesterday in Kentucky, just one day after a warrant had been issued for her arrest. Hendrickson was arrested after a traffic stop on U.S. 41. A tag alert had been issued to local law enforcement for her boyfriend's vehicle. FHP said Hendrickson hit and killed 61-year-old Jeff Nichols as he rode his bicycle. She then fled the scene. Nichols was a Navy vet who retired as a master chief. A massive transportation project for Escambia County has now received full funding. According to Channel 3, State Senator Doug Broxson confirmed that the $240 million needed for the Beulah Interchange project on I-10 and Beulah Road has now been secured through state and federal grants. Broxson said that money originally had been earmarked for projects in South and Central Florida. Work is now expected to start next year. That'll provide faster access to Beulah and the Navy Federal Campus on 9 Mile Road. The 2024 presidential election needs to be about putting Americans first. That from Florida Senator Marco Rubio during his speech at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, as he threw his support behind Donald Trump. Rubio said the only way to make America healthy, wealthy, safe, and strong again is to put Trump back in the White House. Rubio previously on Trump's shortlist for vice president before the former president tapped Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. And Team Trump doesn't seem to think there's a lot to worry about when it comes to winning Florida in November. Tony Fabrizio is the campaign's top pollster. He addressed the Florida Senate delegation yesterday at the convention in Milwaukee and said Florida wouldn't be a swing state in this election, and he expects to win the state by double digits. 5:34 right now, News Radio Pensacola. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to have another perfect summertime day with scattered showers and thunderstorms, 60% chance of rain overall. Outside of that, going to be seeing sunny skies and hot temperatures. High this afternoon near 92 degrees with a heat advisory in place. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. For Thursday, we're going to be seeing a very similar forecast with a 60% chance of rain, otherwise mostly sunny, high near 91, low near 77. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, it is 78 degrees in Pensacola, 80 in Gulf Breeze, 79 in Milton. Your next news at 6 o'clock and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Tesla is looking to hire nearly 800 new employees 3 months after CEO Elon Musk ordered the largest round of layoffs in the company's history. The roles have steadily popped up on Tesla's careers page in recent weeks, with positions spanning from artificial intelligence specialists to more run-of-the-mill service jobs. The pickup in postings has coincided with Tesla shares going on a tear, adding more than $223 billion in market capitalization in just the last 14 trading days. Shares in Adidas rose roughly 5% after the company announced it would hike its full year 2024 earnings guidance following better than expected results for the second quarter. The German sportswear company said it is now expecting its operating profit to reach over $1 billion across full year 2024, up from the previously expected $764 million. Adidas says its revenues rose 11% in the second quarter compared to the previous year. Futures are moderately lower. That's Your Money Now.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Saturday, July 13th.
Take a look at what happened.
An attempted assassination of former President Trump.
For those of you just tuning in here, the president was having a rally in Pennsylvania. He was just addressing a crowd, and when he winced and grabbed his ear, then he heard the shot and went down.
Out of all of the broadcast media in Pensacola, only one had full team coverage.
We do know that Donald Trump is fine.
News Radio Pensacola. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Good morning, 5:39 News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News on the road edition here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin at the Republican National Convention, giving you continuing coverage throughout the week. You know, going through the checkpoints, talking to the people sitting in the arena and listening to the speeches and
telling you what Bobby Rossi's eyes and Andrew McKay's eyes happen to see going on. Yesterday, getting a third set of eyes and ears with us, we had Michelle Salzman, who has been fantastic. She is a voting delegate here at the convention, and so she is representing, of course, Escambia County, the only person here in the Florida GOP from Escambia County in an official capacity. Of course, we're here as well, and her husband, Philip, is here as well. But we talked to her yesterday about her thoughts about the first day of the convention. Michelle, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning. It's almost like I saw you just a few hours ago.
I know. First of all, I was happy to finally get in the arena. And even though we didn't connect inside the arena, I was super glad to be able to see you at the Red Rock event last night, the Jimmy Patronus event. So always good to see you and your husband, Philip. And, you know, you're always such a center of attention and people are always meeting you and talking. And you're always such a good you'll introduce me to all the people that I don't know. And it seems like you know everybody and I'm meeting a couple of them. So it's always good.
I know, but I'm like, these are rock stars. You want to meet them. Like, there'll be a time when they're in Congress or maybe some way in the White House, and you'll be like, I met that dude at Jimmy Patronus's after hours event at the RNC.
Jay Collins is going places. I agree. And, you know, Miss Florida, United States, you know, all this stuff. I was just going to start off with this.
Yeah, that was a little weird. I was like, whoa, who's this hottie? It was crazy. And then she has business cards, Andrew. I was like, just business cards. But no, what an exciting time to be here.
I got to explain to my wife why I have the business card for Miss Florida, United States. But, you know, that's a conversation for Friday, not today.
You want us to send the other Andrew to your wife and let her explain?
That's its own story.
Of course, your listeners have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe we should keep it that way. It's even funnier.
That's fine.
So
you're a delegate. This is your first time at a convention. This is my first time at a convention. It's Jimmy Patronus' first time at a convention. First-timer's eyes, tell them what you're seeing. What's it been like?
Well, I'll tell you, when I first got signed up for this, I was like kind of dreading coming out here. I felt like I was going to be invisible in a sea of thousands of people, and I would be doing a transaction, you know, and of course being a part of history, but no real meaningful connections. And boy, was I wrong. I mean, we're only on day two, but start to finish of yesterday, I had so much. I mean, I literally was put in with the Trump family through Secret Service. I'm standing right next to his son when he announces that Florida cast all their delegate votes for Donald Trump. I mean, it was the most surreal thing. And then as you're going through the hallways, Florida has such a huge presence. You will run into somebody you know. And so it is just that the energy is just so incredible. Everybody is just so excited to be here. I totally see why people come now. And I'm hooked. I'm probably going to be fighting for that delegate card next time, too. So.
And you are, if I'm not mistaken, the only delegate from Escambia County. And you have primo seating. I mean, you are, you know, front row center, right in front of the podium, looking up people's nostrils as they're speaking to the teleprompter.
It's pretty cool. Like, yes, I'm the only delegate from Escambia County. And so it's an honor to represent my people. But truthfully, I just build friends and relationships. I rolled up in there and I went down to the front row and all the Trump family's names were on there. And then there were some seats with no Trump name. And I said, Evan, can I sit here? He's the chair of Florida GOP. And he said, heck yes, Salzy, go for it. So I sat there and man, people were they were like, how did you get that seat? I was like, I just got here. I didn't want to tell them any secrets and you know, people in
yeah, right.
aren't going to, nobody text anybody here. Don't give away my secrets. And so today I should have a really good seat too. Probably not the same. I don't want to be greedy, but it was the best seat you could potentially have at all ever. And it was just phenomenal from start to finish. Every speaker was super cool. I even enjoyed listening to the Teamster last night. I know a lot of folks in our party don't agree with a lot of things he says, but you know, the whole position with the Republican Party this go round is about unity and just being a voice for everybody, whether they vote for you or not. And that's really what we're trying to do. We're trying to create that holistic viewpoint for all of us. I got hit on Twitter because I posted a picture of the lady that went up and spoke last night that was married to what's his name, the
Kanye, Amber Rose.
Yeah, Kanye. So I took a selfie with her because I was like, oh, my God, this is so cool. And someone's like, how can you take a selfie with the da-da-da-da-da? She doesn't like Trump. And I said, that's exactly why I'm doing it. Like, we don't have – I'm a very super conservative. I vote very conservatively. But I'm going to love everybody in my community. And just like Melania Trump so eloquently said, it's not even about party. It's about loving people. And so
absolutely.
We're trying so hard to change the narrative. Because everybody thinks Republicans are so mean and vicious and vile. Now, we are very steadfast and you know, stuck in our ways, but it doesn't mean that we don't love people and want to help. So.
And I think, honestly, I think that with Trump being, I think at this point you have to say he's the presumptive president. I mean, the way the numbers are trending, if he lands his speech on Thursday and everything else, it's hard to see another outcome. And I almost feel like with the scheduling and the speakers, it's almost like he's governing already and trying to build that tent, not just to get votes, but like to be almost like this is what the country is going to look like. We're talking to Michelle Salzman. She is a state representative for District 1 and a elector for the great state of Florida here at the Republican National Convention, who is on the line with us again, you know, voting elector from Florida. Now, Michelle, you know, I've had a lot of people ask me, and if you don't know the answer, that's perfectly fine. I don't know the answer either. It's a horrid thing to contemplate, but it was a question that I've had several different people ask me. As an elector, do you know what would have happened if Trump had been unable to be the nominee, if he had, God forbid, actually been killed on Saturday? Did you guys have conversations about that at all?
No, we actually have our executive board meeting in a few hours, but, you know, I can give you a copy of the rules book. I actually meant to give it to you because I know you actually read those things and you'd be so intrigued by it, but we have these big packets that are handed to us when we go into the convention center, and it's got all the information. From my understanding, 30,000 foot view, we would all as states have to go back and reevaluate who we want before we can even convene and make a vote. So we would have had to pause it maybe for a few hours or whatever. We would have all been scrambling in our own little areas trying to make decisions on how we would go forward. But there are operational guidelines in place for that, because you have to, when you go up to that a microphone and you say the state of Florida gives this many, we have already signed every single one of us signed a form and said this is who we are voting for. So that's the moment, that's the morning of. So yesterday morning while we were in our meeting, our breakfast meeting, all of the delegates had to go and sign that paperwork in order to get their delegate card. So it would have just been, before we signed that paperwork, we would have had to decide as a state how we were moving forward, and each state would have had to do the same thing.
When you've taken a variety of oaths and or civic actions in your life, you know, you've enlisted in the military, you've been sworn in as a state representative, you know, you've obviously voted many times in your life. Where in the scheme of the, like, significance of the action, with all of that stuff, where did the signing as an elector to actually nominate a presidential candidate fall for you?
Dude, I took a picture of it and I tweeted it. I was like, this is not happening in my life. I'm telling you, it's so surreal. How many people can say they did this? I mean, it's mind-blowing. And especially at a time when our country is just crumbling to its knees, whether you're Democrat or Republican, you cannot deny we are in a massive divide and so much civil unrest, political unrest. I mean, the dynamics of our country is just completely shifted. And so it's a time when we really need to be very serious and vigilant about who we pick to be in office. It's a time when we really need to focus on how we can move forward and make this country the greatest country in the world.
Amen. I agree with that. Thoughts about J.D. Vance as the Veep nominee?
I mean, honestly, I can't share publicly a lot of what we discussed behind the scenes over the past couple of weeks, but I can tell you that it was a smart move for several reasons. You know, when you're trying to win a campaign such as this and a time that I just described, every single decision is so incredibly important, especially the one of your vice presidential nominee. You know, Marco Rubio was the pick for Florida for a long time, And, you know, they're all, every Floridian's like, oh, Marco Rubio. But at the end of the day, we have Florida locked in. It's not even a swing state anymore. It doesn't really do us a good job to put somebody like him on the ticket. We really need to think outside of Florida, get somebody, pull somebody in that checks a lot of those boxes that we're trying to check for voters. I'm a little surprised at the fact he's a little more right than Trump is on some things, at least my opinion. And so, I mean, if we're trying to really create that unity message and really trying to bring in others to vote for Donald Trump, that was not the person to pick. But there are so many other reasons why he's an incredible opportunity to be the vice president. And I mean, I'm proud of it. I know he'll do a great job. He's such a nice guy. His wife is incredible. He's a good family man. So I think we're set up for great successes. And but you know, I was shocked it wasn't somebody that was a little bit more central.
Yeah, no, I understand all of that. And young. I mean, he's very, very young at 39. I understand all
so
of those
on
concerns.
Purpose. I mean, we needed that, though. I mean, if you divide their ages, we have the average presidential age. Is that right? No, I'm just kidding.
That's probably right.
I did that last night. I was dividing. I was
that's
like, oh,
funny.
Look.
Yeah. Hey, last question for you for today, Michelle. And we'll try to connect with you as much as we can because you're here and we're here and we're all seeing different things and experiencing it differently. You down on the floor and us in the, you know, the binocular seats. But if you, I just was curious to get your reaction that, you know, we were with Jimmy Patronis last night at the Florida event. That was great. But I think probably the thing I'm most curious about is when President Trump came in yesterday and you're sitting, what, 100 or 200 feet away from him, looking at him, having the bandage, pumping his fist, reacting to the crowd. How'd you feel?
I mean, it's still like it's just so surreal. I mean, the whole experience has just been completely mind blowing. I've been with the president many times. I've opened for him on the stage. I just, but it's different, you know, and his mood, his tone is different. And I mean, obviously a couple of days ago, he almost lost his life. So he's still recovering mentally from that. And I can imagine every single one of his family, you know, they almost lost their dad or their husband. So it's an interesting moment. He was very calm. I don't know if it's, you know, if it's going to change over the next couple of days, but we will see. I can tell you, this is a fun insider that nobody knows. The crowd chanted fight, fight, fight early on in the day, and all of the GOP chairs came out, you know, Evan Powers, all of them, and they came over to all of us and said, don't chant those words today, please. So, and that's the message. They didn't want a message of, you know, we're angry, we're unrest. We want a message of we're upset, obviously, that this happened, but we don't want to incite any more anger. You know, we just want to bring people together. And so it was interesting. And then, of course, at the end, there was the fight, 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 but maybe more appropriate at that time. But
I was going to ask you that because that's what I thought the crowd was saying when he raised his fist up or a little after that. And so I'm glad you confirmed that was the time.
Yeah, that was the end.
Yeah.
And it could have been that, you know, nobody's going to interrupt that at the end, but they really just, they wanted to chant things like Joe must go and things like that, just more pointed towards an action related to the campaign and less towards,
that makes sense.
You know, the anger of, So, and I think that, like I said, I think that's going to be our messaging for at least a little while going forward. That's the plan, is just to kind of tone down the anger and all that and really just focus more on the messaging and just saying, you know, listen, I it's fine that you're a Democrat or it's fine that you don't believe in this or that, but I still love you as a neighbor and we still need to be cordial when we see one another. And we heard that a lot
of
messages yesterday from several of the people, you know, oh, they tell us that they tell them to hate all of us. You know, if we voted for Trump, they hate us too. And we can't do that. Like, we can't be hating the other people because they vote for Joe Biden. That's not what we're supposed to be about in America.
Well, and so many of the speakers made the, or at least I know one, and I presume others that, you know, I voted for Biden last time and I'm here now because I see the damage. Michelle Salzman, got to let you go for just now, but thank you so much for, first of all, for being here on the radio with me, for being here and serving our community in a different way. And also just personally for being so helpful all the time, especially at this situation where you have all kinds of great information that I have been able to make use of. And so I appreciate that. And we'll continue to connect with you throughout the week and, you know, hopefully get you on the air a couple of times for your perspective as the voting delegate. Michelle Salzman, State Representative for District 1 and elector from the state of Florida here in Milwaukee. Thank you for the time this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, and I cannot say that strongly enough. Michelle is always available. She's always responsive, and when I have questions, and whenever I'm with her at some event or whatever, she's always like, "Hey, you got to meet this person," and Michelle's like, "Hey, you got to hear this great radio show guy." You know, like she's a great promoter of Escambia County, of Pensacola, of news radio, frankly, and you know, so she's, and that's, this goes back to even her days when she was you know, on the PTA, but you know, she's been fantastic over all the years that I have known her, and is continuing to do that here in Milwaukee for us. 5:55 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. At Costello's, they have all your summertime barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, brisket, pork butts, and so much more. And at Costello's, you will find all the best boar's head sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready for charcuterie boards to chicken salad, and of course the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. Fine wine and cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Did you know that with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity, home buyers can choose their location, floor plans, and even certain home features? It's true. With an affordable mortgage, you can build the home of your dreams, tailored to your needs and preferences, all depending on availability and qualifications. Don't wait. Start your journey to home ownership with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity today. Visit PensacolaHabitat.org to learn more and apply today.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Morning, 5:57, News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Bobby Rossi and I are broadcasting from Milwaukee. He's here in the hotel room with me. We built our little radio studio away from the convention because there's nobody there.
There's nobody there.
At 6 a.m., it'd be silly to be there. David Wayne is in the newsroom back in Pensacola with our headlines. David?
Well, the widow of the man who was killed at Donald Trump's rally over the weekend says she has spoken to the former president. Corey Comparator was killed in the assassination attempt on Trump's life. His wife, Helen, says she's now talked to Trump after that tragedy. She wrote that, quote, "He was very kind and said he would continue to call me in the days and weeks ahead." Elon Musk looking to relocate two of his companies from California to Texas. He's pointing to a new California law that bans schools from telling parents if their child starts using different pronouns that would ban parents from telling if their child starts using different pronouns. Sorry, guys, it's early in the morning.
The school doesn't have to tell the parents.
The school doesn't have to tell the parents. That's right. Musk posted on X that he'd warned Gavin Newsom that a law like that would force both families and companies to leave the state.
Very interesting. All right, David, thank you so much for the update. We're going to continue talking about the RNC coming up. I don't know if we're going to get to it today. There's just so much to cover with the RNC, and obviously that's the reason that we're here. But the interview that Joe Biden did with Lester Holt, holy cow, man. I mean, that was wow. So we'll have more of that coming up. Listen on it.